This week's shiur is on Tu Bishvat. All right, so what is Tu Bishvat? So, it's Rosh Hashanah le'ilanot. It's a machlokas in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the first mission in Rosh Hashanah. When is Tu Bishvat? So Beit Shammai holds Tu Bishvat is Aleph Bishvat, the first of Shvat. Yeah, the first day of Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Beis Hillel holds Tu Bishvat, which is how we paskin, is the 15th of Shvat. So I think the Shem Shmuel says that what's the machlokas based on? So Beit Shammai, as we know, is Midas Adin. Beis Hillel is Midas Achesed. Says the Shem Shmuel that if you go back 4 months, you'll be in Tishri. Okay, Tishri, there's 2 days in Tishri. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment, i.e. that's Midas Adin. And Sukkot is Yemei HaChesed, right? It's the time of Chesed. Yeah? Nisuch HaMayim, Simchas Beit HaShoeva. It's a time of Chesed. It's a din time of... It's still Tshuva, but it's Tshuva Me'ahava. Till Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah onwards, is the day of Din, and Tshuva Me'ira. From Sukkot starts Tshuva Me'ahava, Yemei HaChesed. Says the Shem Yishmur, 4 months later is Tu Bishvat. So if you go from Sukkot, which is in the 15th of Tishrei, and Beis Hillel is Midas HaChesed, and Sukkot is Midas HaChesed, and you measure 4 months, you get to Tu Bishvat. If you go with Beis Shammai, and you start with Rosh Hashanah, which is Yemei HaDin, and you count 4 months ahead, so you have Aleph Shvat. What's these 4 months? The year comprises of 12 months. So 4 months is a third of that year. Says the Shem Shmuel, if you look at the Ran says, why is Tu Bishvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilanot? Says because most of the rain incurs the Jewish year by Tu Bishvat, by Shvat, right? The rain is what gives the sap to the tree, and the fruits are produced from that sap. So he says the potency, right? The potency of the fruit is already decided by Shvat, or Aleph Shvat according to Beis Shammai, or Tu Bishvat according to Beis Hillel. But since Rov Geshamim, the majority of the rain, which produces a sap, which is the potency of the fruit, which actually begin to come out, which come out when? The time of Shavuos, till Sukkot, and Sukkot is the harvesting. Yeah? So he says that, says Hashem Yishmael, the potency of that year with regards to trees is still Tu Bishvat. The coming out of that potency starts with Shavuot, and then goes, which is Yom HaBikurim, Chag HaBikurim, the start of the first fruit, and goes on till Sukkot, which is the time of harvesting. Correct? Okay. So in a certain sense, the year is broken up into three places, he says. Shvat, right, which is potency. Shavuot, which is the beginning of the expression of that potency, that's Chag Matan Torah. And Sukkot, which is the harvesting of that year, so to speak. Correct?
Okay.
So, just as we know that Shavuot is Chag HaBikurim, the bringing of the first fruits, and we know from a pasuk in Chazal, Ki Adam hu Eitz HaSadeh, a man is like the tree of a field. We learn that from a pasuk, right? So there's a comparison to man and the fruits of a tree, i.e. man's endeavors over that year is the endeavors of a fruit. Eile told us Noach. The toldus of an ish tzaddik is his maisim tovim. I, the fruit of a person is his maisim tovim. So, by Tu Bishvat, just as it's the day of the new year of the trees, right? It's because it represents the potency of the tree. So it's also, so to speak, the day of judgment for man's potency. And that's in the first third of the year, because man's potency comes from his head, right? His memory, his head. Memory, Zachar, we mentioned this before, Zachar represents male. Male always represents potency. Female represents expression. So the beginning of that potency is the first third of man, which is the 4 years, right? That represents man's head. So man's head is till Tu Bishvat. Then there's the beginning of the expression of that head. That's the lave, right? That's the lave. That's going to be in Shavuos. And then there's going to be the full expression, which is going to be the harvesting, which is in Sukkos, right? So those are the three parts of man, so to speak, the three aspects of man. Man's potency, man's beginning of his expression, which is usually his emotion, his emotional state. That's the beginning of man's expression. That's where he's living. And the full expression into the world of Maisa, the world of harvesting, which is Sukkos. So that's the cycle, so to speak, of the Jewish year, right? There's also a cycle with regard to the three Chagim of themselves, Pesach, right? And that we know, Pesach is the birth of Klal Yisrael. Shavuos is when Klal Yisrael became a nation. They became a nation, but not a nation in terms of Kabbalah's Torah. That happened on Shavuos. And Sukkos is the protection of Klal Yisrael in Galus, right? The Ananei covered when in the Midbar. Midbar represents the concept of Galus, concept. But okay, that's those in terms of the Chagim, in terms of the Regalim of the Chagim. Clear? So therefore, Tu Bishvat is a very special day. Tu Bishvat, according to this, represents when man is judged for his potency. I.e., there's a minhag on Tu Bishvat that we take fruit that are just beginning to ripen, right? And we make brachas on the fruit. We say midrashim, and there's a whole seder. There's a seder, by Sfarim, there's a whole seder. And that the concept is that you, there's an inyan to daven, have a good esrog, right? Because again, if anyone understands, the esrog represents malchus. Having a good esrog means that it's proper expression. The lave is clean, it's been expressed properly. So there's a davening for an esrog. It doesn't mean davening only for physical esrog. It means that your lave, which represents the esrog, will be naki, will be without blemish, that you have full expression of that lave between, you know, we said Shavuos is the beginning of the expression of the lave, but the full expression of that lave will incur, right, in Sukkos. You understand what I'm saying? Right? So that's be'etzim, the concept of Tu Bishvat. And that's why on Tu Bishvat, even though we're praying and for the fruit should come out to its fruition, on a metaphysical level, on a more internal level, we're actually asking for Kodesh Baruch to judge us favorably so that our potency will be expressed and be properly expressed in a proper way from Shavuos, which is the beginning of that, the Bikurim, the first fruit that comes out from our potency, right? Till harvesting time when all our fruit come out, all our potency comes out, that's the period of time, and then it gets expressed. Yeah? Also, that explains a little bit more the why the male months are in the winter. The male months is when there's rain, right? Geshem, right? Is, what does Geshem do? It causes, the sap, the potency comes, but it also causes the fruit to begin to ripe. But the actual harvesting, Yerek is different. Yerakot is different. We're talking about fruit trees. Remember, man is domed to a fruit tree. Man is domed to Yerek. He's not domed to a vegetable, right? Yerek is really, really, if you understand the state of man, when Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden, he only ate fruit trees. He didn't eat vegetables. When he sinned, he then went on a lower level and he ate vegetables. That was the level of animals. Animals, you see vegetables, man ate fruit. Yeah, you with me? When it came to the Chet, after Noach and Hishchid Basay Dauko, then there was a heter to eat meat. So man went and became more physical. The world became a more physical world because man came to a more physical spot. And then he became a meat eater. But ultimately, man, Adam HaRishon Gan Eden, is a fruit eater. He's not a vegetable eater. Vegetable is animal food. I'm not saying not to eat vegetables. I'm explaining conceptually what these things mean. Yeah? So that's why, if you understand a little bit, maybe we'll mention this here because it's related to, on the Shemitah year, the land is left fallow. And man, right, it's the man goes back kivyachol, that he doesn't have to work. Man stops working. He leaves his land. And so what is he going to eat? He can't eat that which grows out from the land, according to Rabbi Akiva. What grows out from the land is the asa deraisa. Chachamim asid it midrabanan, but it doesn't make a difference. That's what grows in of itself. A vegetable that grows out from the land in of itself is called svichim. We don't eat those vegetables. So the only thing that man can actually eat with Kedusha Shvi'is, which has the Kedusha of the seventh year, is fruit. So man on the seventh year goes back to a certain extent. It's Shabbos. Shabbos, we said, is Me'ein Olam Haba. Just on Shabbos, we don't prepare. The Shemitah year, we don't prepare. Man goes back. Kivyechol to Gan Eden. He's now supposed to leave this year fallow, not to be involved in the physical world, and be getting his nourishment from fruit. And the purpose of Shemitah year, says the Rambam, is to be Osek B'Torah. That's his Gan Eden. Now, it makes very good sense. Every year, the Parashas HaShavua, as Yashir, is always before Tu B'Shvat. Now, why is that? If Tu B'Shvat represents when man's potency is just coming into the world, yeah, the sap is just coming into the world, so therefore, where is that potency seen in the parasha? We see this is very interesting in this week's parasha, or last week's parasha, Az Yashir. We see the Klal Yisrael, then they will sing, which, and then then we have the whole Shira Sayyam of what happened to the Mitzrayim, what happened to Paro. Paro represents the Ra in the world, destruction of the Ra. And then it says, Az Yashir. It shouldn't say Az Yashir, it should say Vashar, or something like that. It would say, they in Klal Yisrael, Sharu, Shiru Ladonai, or whatever, right? It shouldn't have said a lotion of Az Yashir. So there's an interesting Rashi there. Rashi deals with it. He says, how does Shir incur? How does praise incur? Because what we're actually doing on Tu B'Shvat is praising a Kodesh Baruch Hu for the potency he gave us for there to be fruit. We're thanking him for the fruit. There's a Hoda'ah. That's what the Seder we do. So what is this Shir? What does Shir mean? Shir is a very deep idea. But let's explain what Rashi says. Rashi says, Az Yashir, right? Kusha'ole Belibo, when it comes into his heart, Lashir, to Shir. That means Shir, something that doesn't happen through, like, you have a rotzen to sing. I'm going to sing now. No, Shir happens when a person has a feeling that comes from his rotzen, comes from his will, becomes his rotzen, i.e. when that rotzen gets, like, the potency into his heart, and then the Shir happens, like, automatically. Like, you know, you can be going down the street one day and you're happy and you're starting singing. It's not something you're thinking about it cognitively, but it's not something you do with, like, you're going to raise your hand or something like that. Shir is something that you're in a mood and then automatically the Shir comes. So when Klal Yisrael saw this tremendous destruction of the Ra, and then they came to Shir. It was like something which is, the potency came to expression. And that's the concept of Tu B'Shvat. The concept of Tu B'Shvat is the Az Yashir. Now the potency is beginning to come to expression. You with me? So that's why it's in the parasha. But there's another thing which is also very important. When is the time for Shir? Says Rashi, Az Yashir. When will we sing, properly sing? Be'olam Haba. Rashi says, from here, remez the Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Why from here remez the Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah? What's it to do with the singing when we see Paro? So we fully understand. Shabbos represents the Olam Haba, correct? Shabbos was given when? On Shavuos. Shavuos was on Shabbos. The concept of Shabbos is Matan Torah. That's the concept. Just as you have 7 weeks to Shavuos, right? Or the 50th day, which is Shavuos, you have seventh day is Shabbos. Shabbos represents, like we said, the Shemitah year we explained. So Shabbos is the seventh day. All our days, Yom Rishon, Le Shabbos. We're walking towards Shabbos. Shabbos requires hachana, requires preparation. We're preparing towards Shabbos. Shabbos represents Olam Haba. It's me'ein olam haba, right? That's why we're preparing everything the Yom HaShabbos. We're preparing for 6,000 years, le yomot ha-mashiach le'olam haba, for the world to come. You understand the concept? So now, if Shabbos represents olam haba, and it represents this concept of Shavuos, represents this concept of Matan Torah, because Matan Torah is given on Shabbos, it's not stam, right? That's why it says, vayechulu, right? The whole world was waiting for Vayechulu, the sixth day. Which sixth day when the whole world came into its formation? It's Vav Nisan. It's Rashi in Chumash. So it says, Rashi says, Yom HaShishi. Why it says the sixth day? It says, yeah? Yom HaShishi, Vayechulu HaShemayim Va'aretz. On the sixth day is the finishing, right? What do you mean Yom HaShishi? The sixth day. Loma Shehitnei Mahim. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a t'nai with the creation. The Jewish people would receive the Torah, right? Yom HaShishi, Kulam Tluyim Ve'omdim. The whole world is dependent on Yom HaShishi. That means the day that Klal Yisrael received the Torah, that's the tachlis of the Bria. For that sixth day, then will be Vayechul HaShemayim Va'aretz. The heavens and the earth will be finished. Only when the world comes to its completion, which is when Klal Yisrael come into the world and they receive the Torah, because the tachlis of the world is to bring that Torah to the world. And that can only happen through Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah and bringing, expressing it into the world. So, and that concept of Torah is really, the concept of Torah is Olam Haba. How do you explain that? Because the Gemara says, by a woman, how can she enter Olam Haba? What do you mean, how can she enter Olam Haba? She has mitzvahs. Mostly she doesn't have Torah. Without Torah, without Tal Torah, you can't enter Olam Haba. Why can't you enter Olam Haba without Torah? You're doing mitzvahs, she's looking after the kids, she has all these mitzvahs she has. Why can't you enter Olam Haba? She doesn't have Tal Torah. She's not mechuyev in learning Torah. She has no chiyuv to learn Torah. She's a mitzvah to learn Torah, to learn her dinim, to learn her shkafa properly. She has no chiyuv to learn a Gemara or to study Talmud Torah. Says the Gemara, without Tal Torah, you don't enter Olam Haba. Why can't you enter Olam Haba without Tal Torah? Because Olam Haba is Torah. It's the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Gilu of that Rotzen. So without a Kesher to the Torah, you have no Shaychus to Olam Haba. Doesn't Torah mitzvahs aren't going to help you here. It has to be a Shibut to Torah. Not that she learns her dinim. A man is Meshubah to Torah. He has to learn Torah. He can't not learn Torah. It's a mitzvah yomam v'layla. A woman has no shibud l'chora. So where's her tal Torah? If she doesn't have a shibud to Torah, she doesn't nullify herself to Torah. How she has tal Torah? Where's her shibud to Torah? Says it, waiting for a husband coming from ir acher when he's learning Torah. Or to take the kids to Talmud Torah and teach them Torah. Her shibud is bringing up a family of Torah. Being meshubit herself and making her bias meshubit to the Torah. That's the tal Torah of a woman. That's what, but from that I see very clearly that Olam Haba is Torah. That is Olam Haba. Klal Yisrael, when they received Matan Torah, they were in Olam Haba. That was the tikkun of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Klal Yisrael returned to Gan Eden. Returning to Gan Eden is Torah. That's Olam Haba. So Shabbos, which is Me'ein Olam Haba, it makes sense that the Matan Torah was given on Shabbos, right? It makes sense from the Pasuk, Yom HaShishi. When's the 7th of Sivan? When is Vayechulu HaShemayim Va'aretz? On Shabbos is Vayechulu HaShemayim Va'aretz. When Shabbos enters, that's the concept of Shabbos. And every week, we get closer to Me'ein Olam Haba. Every Shabbos that passes through us, we get closer to Me'ein Olam Haba. Okay, so now, let's go back to Az Yashir. So then, I will sing. Right? If you notice, we do say, Sfarim have the minig to say Shir HaShirim. We do make Shir. When do we say Shir HaShirim? Erev Shabbos. When does Ashkenazim say Shir HaShirim? Shavuos. Right? Ah, it goes together. Right? Shabbos is like a mini Shavuos. That's Shir. Why is Shavuos and Shabbos a time for Shir? And the weekday is just Az Yashir? Because Shabbos represents, and Shavuos represents, the destruction of the Ra in the world. That's why Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. What's Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos? All the Ra will come out, Lishamda ma'ad, to completely destroyed. Till Shabbos, there's a biru, there's a separation of good and tov. The ra comes out very clearly. Lishamda ma'ad, to be completely destroyed. When there's a complete clarification of good and bad, that's the time for shir. Olam haba is when there's a clarification of good from bad. There's no bad. There's only good. Shabbos is only good. Shabbos, in theory, and that's Shavuos. Shavuos is only good. There's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you see. There's no ra. Bayom ahu yeh Hashem echad, like we say in Aleinu Shabbat, Ushmo echad. His name will be one. There'll be a clarity in the world. Then is the time for Shir. When the ra is complete ra and is completely separated, that's the time for Shir. And that's why this parsha of Az Yashir incurs in just before Tu B'Shvat. Because Tu B'Shvat isn't yet Matan Torah. It's just the sap, the potency of the fruit. When the fruit come out, when man comes out with his full potency, that only starts at Chag HaBikurim. That only starts in Shavuos. In Shavuos is Shaych Shir. In Shavuos is Shaych Shir Hashirim. Shabbos also is Me'in Shavuos, Shaych Shir Hashirim. Because there's a biru of all the ra during the week. During the week we say Az Yashir. On Shabbos we say Shir Hashirim. You understand? That's the whole concept. Same thing with Ashkenaz, the Minhag Ashkenaz. They say Shir Hashirim on Shavuos. The same concept. Az Yashir is not the time when only in the world of potency, we're only in the world where we're getting there. Our full potency will come out as a human being, will come out on Olam Haba. Then man is going to be fully expressed. His whole neshama comes back to him in this spiritual lavush, which completely expresses his full spiritual potency. And that's Olam Haba. Olam Haba represents that time when man's full spiritual potency is expressed. And that's the Az Yashir. That's the period when we will shout to Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we have that full shir. And that's why here there's a remnant of Tchias HaMesim. Here the remnant is telling what the shir is going to be in Tchias HaMesim. That shir in Tchias HaMesim is going to be the shir of what shir HaShirim? Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kadoshim. What's the shir? The shir is the love of Klal Yisrael to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the love of Kodesh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. I were in such a kesha with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that all we can think about is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the musag of Kodesh Kadoshim. That's the musag of Olam Haba. That's the concept of Olam Haba. That we're in complete kesha. There's nothing like the love of a husband to his wife, or wife to her husband. That their thoughts and their praise are just in their thinking, in the kesha to their creator, or husband to his wife, right? And the same lashon Arab is brought down at the end of Hilchas Isurei Bia in the Rambam. There the Rambam explains that he's speaking about the illicit relationships, and there the Rambam explains that this is only found in a person whose mind is panui from Torah, is separate from Torah. But a person who's davuk in Torah, person who's connected to Torah, he's thinking just Torah the whole time. And it's like an ava of a man to his wife. You understand? That's the same concept of Torah that we had, the same concept of Shir HaShirim, the same concept of Matan Torah. You with me?